शांति। स्थापित मूर्ति ऑफ 30th November 2003। वी वर रीडिंग द सीरीज मेरा बाबा। टुडे इज द फोर्थ पार्ट। सो मधुबन इज मधुबन। पीपल आर लिसनिंग टू बाबा अब्रॉड टू। हाउएवर देयर इज डिफरेंस ऑफ डे एंड नाइट इन लिसनिंग टू द मुरली हियर एंड कमिंग टू मधुबन। Bab Dada gives love and remembrance to those who are listening and watching through the facilities anyway. Some children even listen to the Murli staying awake at night. It is definitely better than not listening to it at all. But the best of all is lovely Madhuban. Do you enjoy coming to Madhuban? Or do you feel that you can hear the Murli sitting there? What do you like? You will hear the Murli there too, will you not? Here too, sitting at the back, you see everything on the TV anyway. So those who feel that it is good to come to Madhuban, raise your hands. Everyone raised their hands. Achha. Nevertheless, what is the praise in bhakti? Murli is played in Madhuban. It isn't that Murli is played in London. No matter where you are. To know the importance of the praise of Madhuban means to make yourself great. So Baba is saying, Madhuban is Madhuban. People are listening to Madhuban, to Baba abroad too. However, there is a difference of day and night in listening to the Murli there and coming to Madhuban. Baba gives love and remembrance to those who are listening and watching through the facilities anyway. Some children even listen to the Murli staying awake at night. It is definitely better than not listening to it at all. But the best of all is lovely Madhuban. Do you enjoy coming to Madhuban? Or do you feel that you can hear the Murli sitting there? What do you do? What do you like? You will hear the Murli there too, will you not? Here too, sitting at the back, you see everything on the TV anyway. So those who feel that it is good to come to Madhuban, raise your hands. Achha. Nevertheless, what is the praise in bhakti? Murli is played in Madhuban. It isn't that Murli is played in London, no matter where you are. To know the importance of the praise of Madhuban means to make yourself great. So, Baba is drawing a difference. There are two places, one is center and another is Madhuban. We listen Murli in center also, we listen Murli in Madhuban. So Baba is drawing our attention to the importance of Madhuban. Why this Madhuban is so much important? That is the question. What ingredients are there in this land that makes this land so divine, so pure? So, this land of Madhuban is as if God's own land. If you literally translate it, it becomes forest of honey. So why this forest of honey is so important? That is the question. Yeah. It is the land of penance of Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba did tapasya here. So that is why this is tapasya bhumi. This is Karmatit Bhumi. This is the land where Brahma reached his stage of perfection, the land of ascension. This is the land of Karma Bhumi of Brahma. This is Karma Bhumi. Here he did the most elevated karmas. He became perfect in this land. So that's why this land is so important. You know, while Yajna was getting shifted to this sacrificial fire, to this place, Baba had said three things about this place. Even while the children were in Karachi, that you will reach a place which will be like palaces of kings, and there you will leave your body. You will reach a place that will be amongst mountains, and from there you will see the destruction of the world. You will reach a place which will be over the mountains, and there you will do tapasya. These are some of the prophecies made by Brahma Baba whilst they were in Karachi. So this is not an ordinary place. Abu itself, it's a pilgrimage site, and in India and the world across, all the pilgrimage sites have got a lot of importance, whether it is Hindu religion, whether it is Christianity, whether it is Buddhism, any. Just if you take the example of Buddhism, the place where Gautam Buddha attained enlightenment, that became a pilgrimage site, Bodh Gaya. The place where he first preached Sarnath, that became a place of pilgrimage. The place where he left, where he spent most of his life, Kushinagar, that also became a pilgrimage site. The place where he died, Sarnath, that also became a pilgrimage site. So, whenever a divine soul comes, a great soul comes, wherever that soul is born, wherever that soul dies, wherever that soul does elevated actions, that all those places become pilgrimage sites. So here, in one way, this is the birthplace of all the Brahmins. Madhuban is birthplace of all the Brahmins. Madhuban is tapasya place for all the Brahmins. Madhuban is unlimited airport. Here you come and you get transported into heaven. So this is unlimited airport. This is unlimited club. This is unlimited laundry. What sort of laundry? Yesterday's Murli, we were hearing. In Sikh religion, they talk of washing of dirty clothes. So this body, this soul itself has become dirty. So this is unlimited laundry, unlimited club, this is unlimited airport, this is cowshed, real cowshed, gaushala, this is real Haridwar, this is the place from where you enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the transformation land. There were so many people in the history of this sacrificial fire, where people were totally opposed to this yajna, and they came here and they got transformed. So this land has got that power to transform. The vibrations are so strong, so powerful, that they carry that power to transform souls. This is the land where you get solution to all your problems. This is the land of peace. This is the top place in the entire world. This is the land of meeting God. It is here that you meet God, not in those distant Himalayas. This is the land where everybody's thirst is quenched. This is the land, it's a palace as is. It's a golden palace. This is the rest house for all the Brahmins. This is the relaxation land for all the Brahmins. This is the land where you come and you feel relaxed, amused, entertained. So this is a land of entertainment. This is a sweet land. Yeah? This is unlimited land. People, this is the model of heaven. Yeah? This is the mirror. This is a mirror where you can see yourself. This is showcase. This is the world stage. This is the TV station. Whatever happens here, happens around the world. So, this land of Madhuban, whether it is Pandavavan, this is Brahma Kumari's headquarter, this is Living Dilwara, this is Achalgarh, this is Global Hospital, this is Shantivan, this is Guru Shikhar, this is real Haridwar. So, just to know the importance of this land is so... It connects you with Baba. Baba has always said, Baba, Murli and Madhuban. Three things. Are we connected to all three of them? Are we connected to Baba in all relationships? There's a Murli next Sunday when Murli is coming, where Baba is talking to almost 19 countries. He is taking the name of all those countries. And in the same Murli he has said, a time will come when from next time I will not be taking the names of countries. This time I am taking the names of countries, but next time it would not be possible, because the service would expand like anything. So this is a place of unlimited service. This is a place of unlimited service. He is talking with Poland, he is talking with Brazil, he is talking with Mexico, far off land. He is talking with mothers of Mauritius, he is talking with Kumaris of Mauritius, mothers of Trinidad. He is talking, almost taking names of each and every country. Poland, France, Germany, London, Australia, America, Guyana, France, Hong Kong, Dubai, Kenya, Nairobi, Sri Lanka, in that Murli, Baba has said. So, almost 19 countries. Each one is lovelier than the next. Each one is lovelier than the next. So, that was his vision in 1983. Only one person had come from one place, Canada, Trimurti from Canada. One person, and Baba said, in you, in that one person, is merged loving and close souls. Do you hear their voices? In each one of you, in one Kumari, 100 Brahmins. In four Kumari probably had come. So Baba said, 400 Brahmins have come. From Dubai only one person probably has come. Baba has said, 10,000 souls are merged in you. That was his unlimited vision. This was the time in 1983. And Baba is talking with small group of people, but such unlimited vision, such profound prophecies, which all have come true now. So, this land, we should never lose sight of its importance. Baba has said, praise of Madhuban. If you know the importance of praise of Madhuban, you become great. So we need to churn constantly about this place, and otherwise also this Abu itself is so important. In the Puranas it is named as Arbudachal. Arbuda. There are so many stories associated with it. Sage Vashishth had come here and did penance. He had difference of opinion with Sage Vishwamitra, so he came to the southern spur and he did tapasya here. There is another story which says that bull Nandi was saved by one serpent. The name of the serpent was Arbuda. And Abu is a diminutive of Aburaj, Arbudachal, different words. And if you even see the religio-political history of Abu, it's so beautiful. So many kings came here. Chauhans came, Gurjars came, Parmars came, they were thrown by Chauhans and they were thrown by Gurjars. So many, if you see the history, people used to come to this place for retirement, for peace, for spiritual relief. All the kings who were around. So many Rajputs, if you go to the history of Maharana Pratap, he was defeated. Not exactly defeated, but he had to run. And all Rajputs hid in this jungles. Later on, as the story goes, those Rajputs married the aboriginals, Adivasi people, and right now whatever the Graffia community is there, that took birth. So, right from the place, from the copper age, this place has got its importance. Many sages, many saints came here and did tapasya. And because of their, and this place is as if untouched by the pollution outside, materialism outside. Maybe in recent year its population has increased. Otherwise, if you go to 2011 census, the population of Mount Abu is just 30,000. But the in increasing number of tourists and all. So Yagya came here in 1950s. You can imagine what sort of atmosphere must have been here at that time. So cool, so calm, so quiet. And all those children did tapasya here. Probably Brahma Baba stayed in Pandavan for more than 10 years. Earlier it was in Brijkoti, then they shifted to Dholpur and Kota house, and later on to this Pokhran house. Probably in 1958 or 59, I don't know the exact date, where they all came here. Because Dada Vishwakishore had said in his experience that when they came from Japan, first they went to Japan for 3 months, but they stayed for 6 months. From there they went to Singapore, from there they came to Hong Kong, and there from there they came to Madras, and from Madras they moved to Chitrakoot, from Chitrakoot to Delhi, from Delhi to Mumbai, and then Mumbai they came back to Mount Abu. And he said in his experience that when we came back, the place was changed. It was no more that Dholpur house or Kota house. When we came after Ratanmani Dadi, Prakashmani Dadi and Vishwakishore Dada, when they came back, they found the place is changed. Now the Yagya is in this Pandabhavan. So this Pandabhavan is land of tapasya, not of just of Brahma Baba, but also of all our seniors. Lot of yoga retreats have taken place here, are taking place here. There is hardly any time in 24 hours, if you see, where a particular person, a particular soul, a Brahmin is not sitting in those four pilgrimage places. Long back, many years back, one foreigner had come to Madhuban, and he had an instrument, a scientific device, an instrument by which he could measure the vibration. And he measured the vibration of the track from Shantistam to Hutt, Baba's Hutt. And he said that the vibrations on this track is greatest, very, very pure. That was his calculation. He was not a Brahmin. So this vibration was so strong. And times out of number, Baba has glorified Madhuban in all the Avyakta Murlis. He has said so many things about this Madhuban. He has talked so many times with Madhuban Nivasis, the residents of Madhuban, whether they are permanent residents, whether they are Sevadhari, servers who are coming here, staying for a few months and going back. He has said even about the service which you do in Madhuban, that has got extra benefits of charity. So everything about Madhuban, whether staying in Madhuban, doing service in Madhuban, importance of Madhuban, glory of Madhuban, Madhuban Nivasis, the system which is made in Madhuban, the type of things which happen in Madhuban, the food of Madhuban, the different departments of Madhuban, the management of Madhuban, administration of Madhuban, the routine of Madhuban, everything which is formed is so unlimited. And around the globe, people have copied this lifestyle, everything of Madhuban. So, all the residents of Madhuban, all the permanent residents of Madhuban, not just permanent, even temporary residents, it is their responsibility to maintain the glory of Madhuban. It is their responsibility not to pollute, even by thought, the vibrations of Madhuban. They are so sacrosanct, so pure. So if we come here and if we defile the atmosphere of Madhuban, that is a great burden. So while staying in Madhuban, we should always remember its importance. It so happens that whenever you stay at one place for a long period of time, it's important somehow reduces. So you have to keep this importance emerged. The awareness of where I am. such an elevated land, such a highest land, where God is glorifying it so many times. It is not that this is the most beautiful place in the world. If you go around the world, there are thousands of places, myriads of places, they are so beautiful. Even spiritual places are there around the globe. But God doesn't come there. So this has got such a great importance. And when I talk of Madhuban, it is not just Pandabhavan. It is, of course, the main is Pandabhavan. But when I talk of Madhuban, when Baba talks of Madhuban, so many branches are there in Madhuban. It's Cancerar also, it's Shantivan also, it's Peace Park also, it's Museum also, it's Hospital also, Sangam Bhavan also. Many years back, Baba had talked about 8 branches of Madhuban. But now, they have expanded, Manmohini also, Tapovan also, Nadiva also, PM Park also, Janki Park also. Everything is Madhuban. The lady also. Trauma also, trauma hospital. Everything is Madhuban. Everything which reminds you of Baba. Actually, all the centers also. It's not just a geographical definition. It's an unlimited. Wherever a Brahmin soul is present, and any Brahmin soul who is in remembrance of Baba, that place is Madhuban. A Brahmin soul in unadulterated remembrance of one God is Madhuban. So, throughout the day, keep on thinking about Madhuban. Even think of all the adjectives Baba has used for Madhuban. That itself is a yoga. To yoga, to have yoga with Baba means to have yoga with Madhuban, to have connectivity with his knowledge, to have connectivity with history of this sacrificial fire. Everything is included into that word yoga. So, let that awareness get emerged throughout the day. Okay? Option.